This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and welcome to the end of the traditional work week. This is, it really feels like the first true Blue Friday
yes.
of the year because the regular season starts on Sunday for us, and I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
Go Hawks.
Do you, Steve Miggs, out of curiosity, do you have a 12th man flag?
I do.
You do? Do you put it out on your house?
In my garage.
Oh! How do we get you a flagpole?
Well, we buy one.
We'll buy you a flagpole. We'll mount it to the side of your house. Is that going to upset the HOA?
I don't think so. I think I could get away with, especially with Seahawks. I think maybe if I was flying something awful, like a Washington State Cougars flag.
Take it back right now.
I'm just kidding.
She almost slapped you across the state.
I had to say I'm kidding quick because she started standing up off of her chair. I thought I was going to get kicked in the face.
Do you think they would object to you having a freak flag on your flagpole?
Oh, I already have that.
Yeah, baby.
It's hanging out the window.
Well, happy Friday, Rockaholics. Happy Blue Friday 12s. Let's inform these fine folks.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today is, we're not going with this. It's wear teal day. No, it's wear blue day. Because today is Blue Friday. The Seahawks season starts off this Sunday. And we're all very excited. Taking on Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos. That's rookie Bo Nix. So hopefully we give him a really unwelcome welcome.
That's right, baby.
Yes. Lumen Field's definitely going to be rocking. I think a bunch of people are going to be rocking their vintage throwback jerseys as we usher in the Mike McDonald era. And yesterday we chatted with the host of Mitch Unfiltered, Mitch Levy, and he did give us a prediction for this game on Sunday. And I think Seahawks fans, you'll be happy to hear what he said.
I think there's a community of Seahawks fans out here that are kind of, let's see, who is this guy, Mike McDonald? Let's wait and see. They're going to play a bad Denver team. You know who their quarterback is, Miggsy? You're not wearing his jersey this
morning. Nope, not Bo Nix.
Bo Nix making his first start as a rookie here against the 12s in the stadium. The Seahawks have to go out and punch the Broncos in the face.
Let's do it.
On Sunday, 27-13.
Damn, Terry, you're a little violent over there.
Let's do it.
Also, speaking of the Seahawks and the throwback jerseys, they have announced who their musical artist is going to be during halftime performance. And I'll give you guys a hint. I want to see if you can figure it out. It's one of Tatum's favorite songs. And it's a throwback.
Okay.
Any guesses?
No.
Boom, there it is.
Party people!
Hey!
That's right.
Let's go.
Tag team. is going to be in effect at Lumen Field for the halftime performance.
I love that.
I kind of want to go to the game. I think I can convince Tatum to go.
I kind of want to listen to
back again.
Jock jams. Let's begin.
Party on, party people, let me hear. We got to do the Tatum. You take both arms and you spin it in a circle. Let's all go.
Have you talked to the Cabbage Patch yet?
No, she's we're good with this one. Ooh, there it is. Fired up.
That is a jam.
Now I kind of want to go to the game to go see tag team.
Let's go.
All right.
A homeowner in Ohio says she has received complaints from community members for putting up her super elaborate Halloween display earlier than usual this year.
Oh, come on.
How dare she? She put it up about a month ago, and here is Marianne explaining why she put it up that early.
If I was disrupting somebody or, bothering people, I'm not. You know, you could have came to me and said something like, hey, you know, why? And I would explain to them why I do it so early. It broke my heart because all my neighbors come and try to help me if they see me out here. My husband was diagnosed a year ago with cancer. He can't do as much after his chemo treatments. He's usually down for 2 weeks.
I hope the neighbors all feel good about themselves.
Jerks.
Would it bother you if Halloween decorations are up a little early?
I don't care when you put up any of your holiday decorations. Go crazy.
I'm just confused. I thought you left up your Halloween decorations all year.
Well, you do.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Yeah. Just making sure.
I do have a friend where I was like, sweet Halloween decorations. And they're just like, only a couple of them are really new for Halloween. The rest we just keep up year round.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought was kind of funny. It's the same with Christmas. I'm not going to get weirded out if all of a sudden. I mean, yeah, if you put them up in the summer, I mean, that's strange. Not going to complain.
No.
I would think that's strange, but why are you complaining?
Yeah, leave her alone.
All right. This is a very strange story. Now imagine driving on the road and you see a cool car and you let that person know, hey dude, that's a cool car. And his response is to punch you in the face.
Ooh.
This happened in Florida. There's a 53-year-old guy who was driving around in his souped-up Dodge Charger when another guy told him, that's a nice ride. So how did he respond? Punching the guy in the face. Here's some of the interaction between this guy and the victim.
You want a clap? You big tough guy? I'm trying to tell you, nice car, bro. I like your car. You better pay attention.
Like he thought he was distracted or something?
That guy has some deep-rooted issues.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that scene in The Hangover where it's like, nice car. Don't touch it. Don't even look at it.
Well, this guy looked at it. I don't know if he touched it, but he looked at it and got punched in the face for it. Just like the Broncos are going to get their faces punched in this Sunday.
Well, get this. Lamborghini is releasing its first baby stroller. Okay. They have partnered with a luxury stroller company in the UK for it, and it will be available early next year.
Bummer. Now we're going to have another child.
Steve,
in order to get this stroller, Tatum's too big for it now.
Well, they say that they want people to discover the exhilarating fusion of luxury fabric and precision engineering.
How much is this going to cost you?
They have not released a dollar amount yet, but they say it's likely going to be in the thousands of dollars. And they are going to be putting out an extremely limited number of them. So you got to sign up to get in line if you want one.
I'll stick with Target's baby apparel stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's my jam for sure.
Way more affordable. Real quick, before we end the DMD, you got to tell people about Bike MS.
This is the weekend. Bike MS is happening up in the Skagit County area, and then we go out to Island County, and it's just a beautiful ride, and we're raising money to support the National MS Society. My mom has MS, so super near and dear to my heart, and if people want more info, they can head to KISW.com.
And what do you always say about like what happens to your body when you do this?
I get my no-no zone a little bruised up.
So donate money. Taryn is hurting her no-no zone. For people.
For good.
For good.
Yes.
So if you care, please donate. And again, go to KISW.com to donate so you can help out people that are dealing with MS and also reward Taryn for hurting her no-no zone.
Thank you, Rockaholics.
Hopefully the Mariners hurt the no-no zone of the St. Louis Cardinals this weekend.
They're taking
on the St. Louis Cardinals. They're in St. Louis for these games. The Hawks again. Go Hawks. That's the DMD. And that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, while talking about the oddest things that we have done with our parents, Sarah shared that she once dyed her downstairs area hot pink with her mother.
It's already a strange story without the "with her mother" part. It just takes it to a whole other level when you add, "I did it with my mom."
Yeah, I guess a lot of people just don't dye their downstairs in general. With their mom or not.
That's
never
true.
Thought of it. Yeah. But I would never thought of it.
And I would never think of manscaping with my dad.
It does sound weird.
Right?
Yeah.
So we asked you if George had any idea about this, and you said what, Sarah?
I said, you know, I don't think he does, actually.
So you decided to break the news to him?
Yeah.
And it's funny because last night I was thinking, I'm like, I know we asked Sarah to ask George something stupid. I couldn't remember what it was. I'm like, oh, she probably forgot to, whatever. And then sure as that's this morning in my email is an audio clip of her talking to George. This might be my favorite interaction that you've had with your husband so far. And you've had a lot of good ones. Are you ready, Taryn?
I cannot wait.
Hey, babe.
Hello.
So we were talking.
Also, he just sounds so frustrated.
Always.
Even more so. I feel like he's.
Yeah, this was right before he was going to go to bed. So he was already like about to fall asleep. And I was like, I got to ask you something or tell you something.
Hello.
So we were talking on the show about the weird things you've done with your parents because I guess Wiz Khalifa has gone to the strip club with his mom. So I don't know. I don't know if I've ever told you this, but the weird thing that my mom and I did back in the day, we dyed our downstairs area hot pink.
How do you think he's going to react?
I think he's going to be really freaked out.
What? Danny? Circle against the square.
What? Why are you? What?
Yeah.
Why haven't you told me this?
I don't know.
Why are you telling me this?
That's my favorite part. Why haven't you told me this? And why are you telling me this? Two very valid questions.
Why haven't you told me this?
I don't know.
Why are you telling me this?
Well, because I just thought, you know.
Why did she do that with you?
Yeah, I have no idea.
How did that even come up?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty, though.
Oh, God.
Would you like it if my downstairs was hot pink now?
I don't know. What if
I've jazzled it?
With the diamonds?
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
Would you be down with that?
I don't know.
I give him credit. He's not like just shutting things down. He's willing to at least entertain the idea.
He's like, wait, diamonds down there? All right.
I like it.
It's pretty cool.
Would you be down with that?
I don't know.
Would you help me jazzle it if I wanted to?
Yeah.
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 Would you jazzle yours?
I mean,
your
ball jazzle.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Poor George.
He's like, all right, I'm gonna go to bed now.
I just want to go to bed.
We know what we're doing this weekend.
Oh boy.
Okay. It's funny how he went from being annoyed to almost like, all right, yeah, this sounds like a good idea. Let's vajazzle.
Yeah, he was like dying. I don't know about dying, but vajazzling, I could get down with that.
I don't know what kind of money he's willing to spend, but with diamonds.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah, get those fake things.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
CZ, baby. We know that you have once surprised your partner with crazy information about yourself, or maybe they surprised you. Call in and tell us about it. 206-803-ROCK. What is the craziest thing that you learned about your significant other?
The Daily Migs Show.
What is the craziest thing that you learned about your significant other or the oddest thing that they learned about you? 206-803-ROCK. Brandon in Everett, what did you find out that she likes to eat?
What?
Hey, I found out about 2 months in that my girlfriend likes to eat raw potatoes.
Oh.
I'm over here trying to cook a nice breakfast for us, and she's slicing potatoes and eating them raw like chips.
I love that people say, and I do it too, and I love that it annoys people when you say that like vegetables are raw, whatever, because people are like, that's, it's not like it's raw, like it's unsafe to eat. So I just love when people say that way, because I'm the same way. It's like raw potatoes sounds like a blast.
If I want a crunchy potatoes, I'd eat a bag of chips.
Does she slice them like thin?
Yeah, she'll slice them thin or thick.
Does she dip them in anything?
No, she just eats them right then and there.
I'm with his wife. I love raw potatoes.
No. Really?
Yeah, all day long. Just have like, especially like Lynn likes to make mashed potatoes, so you have to cut them into squares and just pop one every day for a little snacky.
So, Brandon, question, if you go out to breakfast, does she just ask for the hash browns to just be shredded potatoes?
No. When I said she didn't have any shame, I think she might have a little shame asking for that at a restaurant.
That'd be so great. She's like, can you just not cook the hash brown? Just give me a couple of just potatoes. Potatoes might be the greatest vegetable of all time. I know it's a hot take.
Well, it also contributes to vodka, so I'm a fan.
Yeah. So many great things, from potato chips to french fries. And like Danny likes to just eat them raw. Do you slice them up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't just take a bite. What am I, a savage?
Like an apple. Why not?
I mean, I probably would, except for braces, you know.
I knew someone that would do that with like an onion.
I do that with an onion.
That's so gross.
A Walla Walla sweet onion. Yeah, a Walla Walla sweet I could eat like an apple.
Or just regular onions, like regular yellow onions. Oh, it's my favorite thing to do.
And this is why we don't make it.
My eyes are watering right now. Just thinking about it.
Wait, so you would just eat like a sweet?
Sweet onions, Walla Walla sweet onions are amazing.
Yeah.
But you would eat like an apple?
Raw, totally.
Raw.
They're so good. Raw. Uncooked.
We're eating these things raw.
What is the craziest thing that you learned about your significant other or the oddest thing they learned about you? 206-803-ROCK.
We got a few text messages. One, my highly conservative and religious fiance just told me or recently told me that she let an ex-boyfriend film them while they were doing the dirty. She also said the guy's kind of shady, so she wouldn't be surprised if it's floating around the internet somewhere.
Wee.
That's, imagine.
I hope there's another chapter to this story.
I know some people would get upset about. Would you be upset if all of a sudden, like, let's just say, like, there's like an amateur video of Brad out there? It was before your time.
I would not want to watch it.
You wouldn't?
You wouldn't?
You wouldn't want to compare notes?
No. Can I tell you a crazy thing I did learn about Brad, though?
Yes.
That when he was, I don't know if he was 15 or 16, he got arrested for grand theft auto over 2 state lines.
What?
For real?
For real. I am married to a bad boy.
Yeah.
I better get the music if we're going to hear more about this story.
So he and a buddy, apparently, they used to like kind of rifle through cars that had left their doors unlocked, steal sunglasses, tapes or whatever, back in the day when he was a kid.
Wow.
And then there was...
That's changing my opinion on Brad.
Trust me. When he told me the story, I couldn't believe it.
Like, I'm a man who gets willing to give people second chances, but maybe not with that.
They found keys in a car, and they were like, well, let's just take it for a joyride. And they started driving, and they just didn't stop till they got to California. And then they slept in the car overnight, and when they woke up, they were being arrested. And when he called his dad to bail him out, his dad was like, you can sit there for a whole week. And
For
a whole week at the Los Gatos County Jail.
I don't think I could do that. I think I could do like maybe a night. Like, okay, you're going to learn your lesson. I'll come get you tomorrow. But for a whole week?
And then when he finally did get released, they put him in shackles on the plane to get home. Crazy. And he's been a wonderful citizen ever since then.
That was the life-changing moment
for
him.
That was probably a pretty good wake-up call for him.
Wow.
Yeah.
So which 2 states was it?
Oregon and California.
Oregon and California.
Yeah.
Brad has so never insane. Seemed so sexy to me now.
Right?
I love a bad boy that's been arrested. What?
I also am wondering, how did you think this was going to end? Like, they were going to catch you idiots. You were 15 years old.
He wasn't thinking.
They were going to return the car.
Yeah, they're 15. They're not thinking.
No.
They probably weren't thinking long term.
No.
They're just like, at this moment, we got keys. Let's freaking go.
Wild.
Oh, just a little PSA from some rockaholic saying, eating raw potatoes is safe in small amounts, but eating too much can cause some digestive issues like bloating, diarrhea, and vomiting.
No way.
Apparently, it's got a bunch of stuff that makes it tough to digest. So don't eat too much of it there, Danny.
The danger of potatoes.
Like I said, just a little snacky. That person, I'm no longer sure I can like Danny. His food choices are questionable.
Uh-huh. Okay. Stara, stop texting in.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.